You're listening to Food Integrity Now with Carol Gravey and Matt Faith. Hello and welcome to Food Integrity Now. I'm Carol Gravey, your host today. Today we have a very important show. We're going to be discussing an issue that needs to be heard. Our guest today is Phil Letton, National Campaign Coordinator for Mercy for Animals. Mercy for Animals is upping its attack on Walmart following its recent investigation into the retailer's pork suppliers. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carol. Thanks so much for having me on.
We're glad to have you on and feel like this, again, is an important issue, and we want you to tell the story. So, Phil, before we get started into the Walmart cruelty, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your organization, Mercy for Animals?
Yes. So Mercy for Animals is a national nonprofit animal protection organization dedicated to preventing cruelty to farmed animals, as well as promoting compassionate food choices and policies. We are most known for our undercover investigations inside of factory farms and slaughterhouses. We've done a bit over 20 of them. And I serve as Mercy for Animals' national campaign coordinator, and I work to implement and evaluate national outreach campaigns that promote veganism as well as the protection of farmed animals. I also serve as a media spokesperson for MFA's national outreach campaigns, undercover investigations, and other programs, as well as at national animal rights conferences, vegetarian festivals, and events all across the country.
Phil, how did you first get involved with Mercy for Animals?
So going back to how I grew up, I was raised with a dog in the house. Her name was Lily. She was very much considered a part of the family. And I saw from a young age that she had wants and needs of her own. She experienced joy and happiness when me and my family would come home from being gone for a while, and, you know, she'd be sad and we would leave. And as I got older, I kind of made the connection between, you know, what is the difference between my dog and a pig? And pigs and other farmed animals have actually been shown to be just as intelligent as dogs. And, you know, they're every bit as capable of experiencing pain and suffering. And when I learned about what goes on in factory farms, I saw that farmed animals are subjected to extreme confinement inside cages and stalls where they're barely able to move. I saw that they're subjected to painful mutilations without any painkillers and a brutal slaughter at the slaughterhouse. I immediately went vegetarian and got more involved locally, in activism locally, and it all, you know, kind of went from there. And now here I am with Mercy for Animals today.
Okay, wonderful. Can you share a little bit about the current campaign against Walmart and let our listeners know what's going on with that?
Yeah, so we have a national campaign going on against Walmart currently. We recently finished a national tour that went around to around 70 cities all over the country, from Los Angeles to Miami to New York City, all the way to Seattle and, you know, everywhere in between. And each city that we went to, we set up a demonstration, and we were joined by local activists holding signs with images of pigs inside tiny crates saying, "Walmart tortures pigs and Walmart profits from animal abuse." And then at the center of these demonstrations, kind of to get people's attention, was a massive inflatable pig inside of one of these tiny crates. And we also, just a couple weeks ago, had a mobile billboard circling Walmart's headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. And on the billboard, it read, "Walmart, stop torturing pigs." And that circled the headquarters for about a week. And we did this to get across our message that the hidden cost of Walmart's cheap pork is blatant animal cruelty. At two different Walmart pork suppliers, we documented pregnant pigs confined to filthy, tiny crates that are so small they're unable to even turn around or lie down comfortably for basically their entire lives. We documented pigs with large open wounds and pressure sores that they got from rubbing up against the sides of the bars of their tiny cages or lying on the hard concrete flooring. Workers slamming fully conscious piglets headfirst into the ground, ripping out their testicles, slicing off their tails of piglets without any painkillers. And we also documented sick and injured pigs with severe bleeding wounds and infections who were left to suffer without veterinary care. And while most of the abuses we documented are horrifying to the average American, they are actually considered standard practice within the pork industry. But perhaps one of the cruelest forms of institutionalized animal abuse in existence is the practice of virtually immobilizing pregnant pigs inside these tiny crates. And the practice is actually so patently cruel that it has actually been banned in 9 U.S. states, as well as the entire European Union. And basically every major food provider in the country has committed to doing away with these crates in the next 5 to 10 years, except for Walmart, and we think that it's unacceptable.
Wow. So some of the big food chains that use pork, they've done away with these suppliers?
Yep. Companies like Costco, Kroger, Safeway, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, you name it, they've all committed to doing away with these. Walmart is basically the only major food provider left to still make this commitment.
So how much are you hearing from Walmart about this? Like when you had your mobile billboard going around, what happened when you did that? Did they respond? Did they ignore you? How did that go?
We have spoken with them, but I mean, they're dragging their feet. They know what's going on. They know the way pigs are treated before they wind up on their shelves, sold as pork, and they haven't done anything yet. And we think it's time for them to take a stand against extreme animal cruelty and commit to doing away with these crates.
Okay, so these crates are called gestation crates?
Yes, that's correct.
And so they're banned in European countries, you said, and some states in the U.S.
Yep.
Is Colorado my state? Is that one of them that they're banned?
Colorado is one of them.
Yes.
So, but while these crates have been banned in Colorado, they are still sold on the shelves of Walmart there.
Wow, that's, you know, it's really sad. And along with this interview, we're going to be posting this video, which is very graphic, but I think if consumers would watch this, they would think twice about even shopping at Walmart.
Oh, definitely. And one thing that I found is that in America, we can't agree on anything, but when it comes to animal cruelty, nearly everybody is opposed to animal cruelty. And when they learn about the horrific cruelties that these pigs endure before winding up on Walmart store shelves, they're horrified and they don't want to support it. And we urge people, obviously they can view the video on your website. They can also view the video at walmartcruelty.com, as well as sign our petition urging Walmart to get rid of these cruel gestation crates.
Okay. And how do they sign your petition so that they know that? Where do they go?
Oh, they can go to walmartcruelty.com.
Okay. And your petition is on there?
Yes.
Okay. So is there currently any pending legislation to stop the use of crates in other states? Is it legislated, or do you know anything about?
I don't think there's any current pending legislation in other states. And shockingly, there isn't one single federal law that exists that provides protection to pigs during their lives on factory farms, which means this sort of cruelty and neglect runs rampant at pork farms nationwide.
And why do you think this hasn't been brought forward as a federal law?
I think it comes down to a lot of these companies, they value profit over animal welfare. And since even though most people are opposed to this sort of cruelty, these companies don't respond because they value, you know, the dollar over doing what's right for these animals.
So I know that some of our listeners will want to know how they can get more involved other than, you know, going to your site, spreading the word, and signing the petition. Do you have any suggestions for our listeners?
Well, we have leaflets we can send you in the mail, as well as we definitely encourage people to set up their own demonstrations in their city, and we can give you the, you know, all the necessary materials and whatnot.
Okay. So as far as what you do with Mercy for Animals, so are you just like solely working on this campaign right now, or are you working on other campaigns?
For me personally, this is what I'm focusing on at the moment.
Okay, and this campaign will be going on until you get
It'll be
the.
going on until Walmart does the right thing and commits to doing away with these crates.
Great. Well, we are more than happy to assist you in any way that we can. And that's why when I called Phil today, it was kind of a spur of the moment after I watched this video, and I wanted to get him in and get this message out. So, again, what will you give your website to our listeners and one more time and let them know how they can get involved?
Yep. It is walmartcruelty.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Phil. We really appreciate you being on our show with such short notice, and keep doing all the great work you're doing. Thank you for listening, everyone. This is Carol Gravey with Food Integrity Now, and we appreciate you listening. And if you'd like to learn more about what we do, please go to foodintegritynow.org, where we archive all of our shows. We have over 80 shows. Most of our shows are food-related, and as always, stay active and stay involved. Thank you.